Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Couldn't try me in a tri-state money pass, but I get him splashed till he hides.
I just want to hear more of the song. Blame Scope. Blame Scope. This is a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, the funny thing is, I just wanted to hear more of the song, so I just let it play.
Let it play. Now, Jack just saw. I think this is pretty impressive, especially considering the hip.
Yeah.
I was running.
I know.
Running through the halls.
It was a nice, brisk jog, too.
You see that?
Yeah.
And no limp or anything there.
No, I know.
Yeah.
It's good.
Hip is lathered up.
Oh, I'll lather it up. Are we going on runs down in New Orleans, me and you?
I can't. I could run.
I think me, you, and Elliot, little morning run club.
I could run
two miles. Mike's not going to run.
Yeah, I could run 2 miles without it getting sore.
Kidding me?
Yeah. I would love that. I haven't run outside.
I want to see y'all run past me.
Yeah.
Well, apparently we got a nice 25-minute walk every day to the convention center.
I actually like that.
Yeah. I like that because I walk 90 minutes every morning so that I can knock some of it out there.
I'll take the...
Is that how far away it is?
Right.
Well, I guess it's a 10-minute Uber and a 25-minute...
I'd rather walk. 65 degrees? Come on, man.
I'd rather walk.
Yeah.
In the Berks?
Grab a
cup of coffee.
Grab a chicory coffee from Café Du Monde.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, it's good, man.
Chicory coffee.
So... It's regular coffee, but they put chicory in. So they use chicory when they make it, too. Chicory is it's like a root. It tastes great. You'll love it. I'm telling you, you're going to love it.
Nah.
You're going to love it. All right. Now it's time for everybody's favorite. I tried it when I went there with my wife. It's great. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
Now it's time for everybody's favorite part of the WIP afternoon show.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So what I have for you today is my five favorite things I've heard in about the last day. There's always stuff going on the internet.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on that we have to discuss on the show, including number one, again, a disgusting act from the morning show.
Wow.
Just gross. Wow. Just per usual. Number five, though, actually happened on this show. We got two Spike-isms today.
Oh, don't do this.
Come
to
on.
Me.
Come on. I mean,
this is what you do to Ike, not me.
No, it's like, well, who could forget? Thank you for bringing that up.
Okay.
This is how it started. This is Ike a couple weeks ago.
That'd be better, Taylor.
Yeah.
And Spike gave his version of that today.
Very big 3 o'clock hour coming up. It's a WIP at your calls as well.
Wow. Meat! Give me the meat!
Oh, God.
All right. Wow, both of them.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot.
You added that
in
at
there.
The end. That was.
I didn't expect that to be on the list,
saying.
But
yeah.
I had to, yeah.
I just want everyone to know those two things were not. Actually, they didn't happen in a row. They happened two separate times. Can I hear the first one again? Come on. Very big 3 o'clock hour coming up. It's a WIP at your calls as well.
Meat.
All right. Not bad.
The second, fourth funniest thing that I heard in the last day is there's a lot of people, me not one of them, Spike probably not one of them, that are changing up their tune on Jalen Hurts. You know, a lot of people. I'm trying to decide, am I supposed to stay on that side or am I supposed to give him credit?
There is no winning at this point.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I'm choosing stay on that side.
Yep.
Okay. But Chris Canty tried to have it both ways. And Spike, curious how you feel about what his producer did to him here.
Okay.
I think the Jalen Hurts of it all is a straw man argument. Mm-hmm. The criticism that we've all had about the Eagles ain't about the players on the field. It's been about the coach. I had Jalen Hurts as a top 10 quarterback coming into this season. Mm-hmm. I'm just now looking back at my notes.
I also had him outside the top 10 at one point.
No, I had him as a top 10 quarterback coming into the season. I'm sitting here looking at my notes.
Yeah, there's clips online from First Take and this show of you saying, I don't have Jalen Hurts in the top 10.
Okay, all right. I'm just telling you the list.
Man, his producer did him dirty.
I know.
You got to hold him accountable.
Well, yeah. Well, we all knew he said it, too. Even I remember the clip when he said it.
You said it. You said it.
Yeah.
It's real easy to say he wasn't playing as a top 10 quarterback, and Now I think he's playing well.
Well, this was out. This was before the season.
Oh, well, that's fine, too.
So he did the before the season that Jalen's not a top 10 quarterback. Now it's coming off of last year.
Yes.
So it's – no, his problem was is that he was saying he didn't say it.
Right.
Yeah, that was his problem.
And the producer was like, well, yeah.
Well, you know what that means? Canty's probably hell off the air.
That's what it sounded like
that's
to me.
That's what that means. That's what
sounds like he might be a little diva.
Yeah, the producer was like, dude.
You know, doing this job, you got to get used to the fact that you're going to be wrong a lot. Like, a lot. It's hard.
Happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
I disagree, but I think you're great.
Producer,
look at this producer.
I agree. It doesn't happen to all the time with major stuff, but there's plenty of things I'm wrong about.
Well, that's the job. Yeah. If you were able to be... It's impossible to be right
about
it.
That's a good compliment. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Well, I'm waiting for the first thing I'm right about. Again, nothing goes my way sports wise. And that's a weird thing to say going to the Super Bowl.
Well, you said the Eagles were going to win the Super Bowl, didn't you?
Yeah,
yeah,
listen,
said 16-1.
Had to have a sit down meeting with the higher ups here to discuss my prediction.
Yeah, we need to bring him in and have him apologize to you.
I know.
You were the most accurate of anybody in there.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah, me and Tornado.
And by the way, DeCamera's prediction was ask me in December. Did anyone ask him in December? Yeah, he wouldn't even make a prediction.
What a hero.
A coward.
What a tough guy.
Yeah.
The third funniest thing I've heard all day, these next two are introductory press conference related. The third one, did you guys see Liam Cohen down in Jacksonville?
Oh, yeah.
This was just painful.
So Liam Cohen's the new head coach in Jacksonville, just for context.
Yeah. It does sound like an actor. It does not sound like a head coach name.
Liam? No. Neither Liam nor Cohen do.
Exactly right.
Sound like an agent.
But here is...
No offense, I'm Jewish.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
here's...
Shut up.
Here's Liam Cohen at his introductory press conference yesterday.
Jacksonville. The community. Duval.
It's a tough one. And the video makes it worse too. It looks CGI.
Yeah. So.
Well, they definitely told him to say it. This is the thing that we say.
Wait, they're in Duval County. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah. It is. And he doesn't look like a tough guy. He looks like a ventriloquist dummy a little bit.
And it's Duval.
Right. Right.
Yes.
Duval.
He said it like a question.
Yes.
Duval.
Like he was surprising someone.
Right.
He was sneaking up on him.
I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt because, of course, Nick's opening press conference was nothing to write home about here. So you know, you can grow from that.
Right.
But, man, he's starting at the bottom with that Duval. Not a great one.
No,
not
it's
a
not.
Great one.
The second funniest thing I've seen in the last day, the first is from the Cowboys press conference, which was all over the place. The first one, I like how fake confident Brian Schottenheimer is in this clip.
We're going to win. And we're going to win a championship. Otherwise, why are we doing it?
Oh, what a statement.
Yeah.
But the real funny thing was when they introduced Stephen Jones.
Our new Dallas Cowboys head coach, Brian Schottenheimer. And Chief Operating Officer, Executive Vice President of Player Personnel, and co-owner, Stephen Jones.
Whoa. Oh, that is not the crowd reaction that you want.
It's so bad.
Oh, that is awful. But I don't think we ever talked about it, too. Jerry Jones's quote about Brian Schottenheimer, that his name isn't Brian anymore. He's a head coach. It's like, his name is still Brian, actually.
It's not just coach.
Yeah, what a weird thing.
Coach Schottenheimer?
Yeah. But he was still coach, right? I mean, he wasn't head coach before. His name ain't Brian anymore. Yeah. That's a tough scene.
I wish I felt bad for Cowboys fans.
No, I mean,
I admit.
Yeah.
This is what you get.
Yeah. It's not going to work.
Yep. Of course it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Of course it's not. It wasn't going to work from the time they re-signed Dak to all that money and hitched their wagon to Dak.
And waited so long to do it,
yes.
By the way, as well. Yeah.
They are dreadful. But the funniest thing I've heard in the last day is just, you know, Jaws has this party. Every year, right down at the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl party.
Cigar party.
Yep. It's legendary. Mm-hmm. And listen to this just beg fest from the camera this morning.
Oh, no.
We've been doing it, I think it's 14 years. Sell it out every year. It's absolutely a phenomenal time. And it's always special when Philly's in the Super Bowl. So We won in Minnesota. We lost it in Arizona. Let's see if we can win it in New Orleans.
Love it. Jaws, my sister may be in town there, and she may or may not need a ticket, and I may or may not.
VIP. Any friend of yours is a VIP. Oh. Jaws, you know that. We take care of you guys.
Jaws, I was going to say I'll have my people talk to your people, but I guess you and I just made it happen.
To me,
cornering poor Jaws on the air.
Yeah. Can I have an invite for my sister? Bro, that's a text message, not an on-air question.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a phone. That's not a text message. That's a phone call.
Yeah.
Hey, Jaws, I know a lot of people want to get into this party. Would it be okay if my sister got an invite as well?
My sister up, yeah.
On the air?
My sister would be down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's got to privately tell him no now. No offense to Joe's sister.
Right.
We'll get into a different party, but.
Well, because here's the thing. Be surprised if the sister is by herself.
Right, so it's a plus one as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. What are we doing here, Joe? For somebody who prides himself on relationships, which he does, I'll give Joe a lot of credit. Joe's very good. We'll write somebody a card after they do something, thanks people after they do it. He's very good at that. That was a major slip up by Joe there.
Yeah.
Major slip up.
Yeah. And listen, Jaws is great.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And Joe's been around enough.
Yep.
He's been around Jaws enough. That they have that friendship and that relationship. And Jaws treats all his friends great. Believe me, I know that firsthand. But you got to be careful with overstepping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I think when we have...
You can abuse the privileges.
When we have Jaws on this week, do we ask if all of our sisters can also go to the cigar party? Do we get to go to Super Bowl parties when we're down there? When I was in Minneapolis, my dad got me into what's-his-name's... Michael Rubin.
Yeah.
Wow. See, so he got you this job and in Super Bowl
yes,
parties?
Yes, correct.
Wow.
That's where I met Josh Harris.
We were there all week. The difference with us and when we're coming back, most of the parties don't start till
Thursday,
Friday, and Saturday.
And we're leaving on Thursday.
We get the sick media party.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh man.
The one in Arizona was like a half an hour away from Phoenix.
It was freezing.
Outside. Yeah. Freezing.
It was cold. It was like in a dust field.
Yeah, I didn't go. I just went to bed. I didn't see it.
I wish I did.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
Yeah, we're not going to be there for any of the sick parties.
Oh, that's why we got to have our own.
Yes. Come to our party if you're going to New Orleans. It's on Tuesday. It starts at 5 o'clock exactly New Orleans time.
Out there in Minneapolis, I did do a couple parties.
Yep.
Jack knows about the, I've talked about going to the Naughty by Nature concert.
Yeah, that was in Minnesota.
In Minnesota. And my wife, like, we're at this Naughty by Nature concert, right? And... Man, I tell you, it wasn't a packed house.
No.
No, it was not a packed house.
Well, the last time they played Philly, they played one of the gentlemen's clubs.
Yeah. I can see that. This wasn't the gentlemen's club.
No.
And my wife was there with me, and I'm with a few other buddies or what have you, Five, B West or what have you. And my wife has this thing for Tretch.
Tretch, yeah. Well, how could you not?
Well, I had to tell her, slow down there. Slow down, Renee. You know, Tretch is on stage with his shirt off.
Does he still look good?
Chest all
like
out.
Did?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like Tretch with the taco meat on his chest and everything.
Yep.
And he has the chain with the padlock around his neck.
Yep.
And it's about four people.
Watching?
Four people run to the stage. Why is my wife one of the four people?
Oh, no.
There's only about 50 of us in this whole place.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so, you know.
He was with Peppa, right? And they're not together.
Oh, no, that's
anymore.
Way over with. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, well, that's an irrelevant question as it pertains to my wife being at the stage.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Yes, that's an irrelevant question. It doesn't even matter whether he's with Peppa or not.
No, that was just oh, by the way,
yes.
I wasn't saying he's taken. Don't worry, Renee.
No, I had to remind him.
Oh, really?
And her. Yeah, she's got googly eyes, and I'm like, no, that's my wife, dog. Yeah. Slow down.
Chill out.
Yeah, I don't have to fold you up in here, Tretch.
Well,
imagine that story.
Yeah.
Well, believe me.
You and Tretch fist fight?
Yeah.
Who wins that one?
You kidding me? I don't know who wins, but I know neither one of us are walking away happy.
Yeah.
Ike Reese and Iron Man.
I don't know who wins, but I guarantee you, he'll know I was there.
How were they? Were they any good?
Of course. They did all the hits.
Favorite Naughty by Nature song?
Oh, I got to go with Hip Hop Array.
So mine's Uptown Anthem.
Okay, Uptown Anthem. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the anthem song. Yeah, they got like four or five.
They've got
of
five
them.
Of them.
Yes, that.
Feel Me Flow.
Yep. Oh, Feel Me Flow is underrated.
Ghetto Bastard, or whatever it was called. It was originally called.
I know what you're talking about. Yep. What is that song?
Everything's gonna be all right.
Everything's gonna be all right. Yep. You actually gave a lyric.
Yeah. Well, no, it was called that. But
was
then
it really called that?
Yeah. But then when they made it a single or whatever, they changed. It was that in parentheses.
I trust you. I believe you. You're a big music guy.
Yeah.
That tragic. Johnny Marks used to get a kick out of that Naughty by Nature story.
He loved that.
Oh, that's
he
great.
Loved that story. Yeah.
That's great. I love that there was barely anybody there to see them.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, it was like 50 of us. I'm not even exaggerating. Oh,
those the kids. Well, yeah, we'll have a party. It'll be Tuesday in New Orleans. Starts at 5:05, ends at 7:05. Nothing's free. You have to pay for everything. I'm just letting you know. And everybody's invited. That's where it is. And it's at Ike's room.
And meet me in the lobby, man.
Yeah, meet Ike in the lobby.
Hotel lobby,
yeah,
man.
We'll tell you where we're staying. Who cares? I don't care. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through the end of January. Get 40% off all doors and windows. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Now, we do have Eagles-Chiefs in the Super Bowl, which is a Kelce Super Bowl again. Before the year started, it was a topic on their podcast on New Heights about who Jason would be cheering for if this happened. And here's what he said.
From R.L. Baber, no dumb questions. If the Chiefs play the Eagles in the Super Bowl next year, will Jason root for Travis?
That's not the question. It says, who will Jason root for? I will root for the Eagles, of course.
It's bull.
Because I will always be an Eagle.
Such bull.
First and foremost.
First and foremost.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll also root for Travis to have a good game, of course, because he's my brother. But no, I'll definitely be cheering on the Eagles.
Well, there you go, Baber. Got what you asked for. Good luck to your Eagles.
That's the end of that question.
What do you think in his heart, if we brought him here on Lie Detector Day, who Jason Kelce is actually cheering for in the Super Bowl?
I would have to think it's the Eagles.
I actually do believe. I think it's the Eagles.
I think it's the Eagles.
I believe him too.
Yeah.
Kelce's Travis has got enough of him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kelce and Jason's still here.
Jason's an Eagle. He's an Eagle, man. He never played for another team. And so, yeah, he's Mr. Eagle.
He really is.
So, you would almost need truth serum to get a different answer out of him.
Better not catch him on a camera.
In the suite.
High-fiving Mrs. Mahomes.
Yeah, what does he do?
Yeah.
Does he sit with the family?
Or Taylor?
I'm saying, whole suite where the family's at.
Is anyone going to bring up who Taylor's rooting for? I mean,
well, we know who she's.
Miss, I'm the biggest Eagles fan in the world when she was here 2 summers ago.
A fraud.
That will be interesting.
Oh, she's going to cheer for
No, Jason.
Oh, Jason.
And whether or not he's in the suite, that's a difference because he's in there with Kansas City fans.
Right.
Like, Mama Kelce is not going to be rooting for the Eagles.
No.
Right, they're going to be rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs. So really, just Jason and Kylie will be in that suite rooting for the Eagles.
Well, we know Kylie's rooting for the Eagles.
I'm saying. That's why I mentioned her. Yes.
And the question also is even if they're rooting for the Eagles, do they have the nerve to in that
openly
suite
do it
to cheer for the Eagles and
wear
Eagles
gear.
Stuff?
Yes.
And you know what I don't want to see? I don't want to see dumb hat where half is the Chiefs
and half
is the Eagles. Grow up. Your brother will understand. He's dating the richest, most famous woman in the world. He's fine. We need it more than she does.
Want to say that to him?
That will be interesting.
Yeah.
I got to think they separate during the game.
They're going to get divorced.
They're
not getting divorced.
What is wrong with you? No, I mean, they have to be separate during the game, right? If I'm Jason and Kylie, and you watch with Mr. Lurie.
He's got me in Mr. Lurie's
suite. Yeah, you watch with,
Or do a little of both. Stop by the Kelce suite.
Sure, you can do that, but you can't be there during the game because you're going to get caught on television cheering or not.
Yes.
Like, the camera's going to be in that booth with Taylor Swift. You know that already.
Because in our suite at Lincoln Financial Field, you know, occasionally we will have clients there, and occasionally you'll have a client who is a fan of the other team. And I always used to point, if they, I didn't even like them wearing the jersey, but I think the rule was wear it, but don't cheer.
Right.
Occasionally, I remember once seeing a Cowboy fan cheering, and I remember going up to our friend Scope over there and going, that's got to stop.
Right.
I know they pay money. I don't care. That's got to stop. Not in here. I wonder. This is an interesting little subplot as to, do we catch Jason on TV either cheering for the Eagles in the Kelce suite or cheering for the Chiefs when something good happens?
Well, he definitely is not going to do that.
He better not.
He's not going to do that.
If he gets
caught on camera.
Yeah.
Well, here's the funny thing. How many does he have during the game?
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Those garage beers.
I know.
He'll be good. Yeah,
that's where he can sort of lose his awareness.
I'm just saying, Mr. Philadelphia could be Bo Allen. If Jason's going to cheer for the Chiefs, we'll bring Bo Allen for the morning show here.
Listen, don't start tampering with Mr. Eagle, man.
I love Jason.
Do not start tampering with him.
I love him.
He has to be in the Lurie suite.
Yes,
maybe the camera can ask Kelce when he's on Thursday if his sister can get in the Kelce suite, too.
Yes. Yeah.
He can always go if we were to lose, if it so happens. I don't think it's going to happen. But you can congratulate your brother and everything after the game.
Yes, go on the field. Smile, hug him.
We understand it.
All that stuff.
I understand him. During the game, we need you to be all green, Jason.
Yeah. And I
don't even question Kylie.
No.
That's without a doubt.
Yeah. Well, she's from here.
Yes.
He's not from here, you know? So, and it's his brother. But I want to be clear again. I love Jason Kelce. I do. I think he's great. I'm just playing around. But also, he better not cheer for the Chiefs. I better not catch that on TV. That's all. All right. Coming up next. Oh, the NBA trade deadline is coming up in about a week.
I don't care. Well,
you were the one that told me to put it on the rundown. You are.
I'm like, oh, it is?
Well, I mean, this guy, it's like he sets me up. I said, do we really need to talk about this? You both said yes.
Yeah.
I tease it.
Come on, man.
Then Jack's hitting me with an I don't care.
Dog.
I'm just this freaking guy.
You realize the king is in town tonight.
Yeah. LeBron. King.
Oh.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Yeah. Who cares?
Oh.
Who cares? Do people still care about that guy?
Well, I guarantee you when you hear and watch the game tonight, we'll see that it'll be
a lot of Lakers fans.
There'll be a lot of those guys down there that care.
Yeah, I think. Actually, I don't think I'm out. Yeah. Yes, I think there will be. Well, there's always been a lot of Lakers fans. So, yeah.
Yep.
All right. So a little Sixer news with about the trade deadline, and a former Sixer has popped up. So we'll get to that next, and we'll finish up with your calls. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last friend, and with it, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you to everyone who was at Chickie's yesterday who sung along. That was our number one sing-along of the season. Yeah. I took my headphones off for a second just so I could hear it.
And right.
I was like, wow, everyone's really singing.
Are you trying to soak in the moment?
I was trying to soak in the moment a little bit. I thought it was great.
It's like when artists realize they've made it.
You know,
that was you yesterday.
It was somebody else's song. And we signed a Creed CD booklet.
We did.
I think it was Tony from Langhorne? From Langhorne?
Yes. He came last week because he wanted to be a part of 530 Creed. And then this week he came with Creed to sign.
Wow. I love it.
He's locked in, ain't he?
You know who stopped by as well? Dustin from the Northeast. He missed
you.
He got there late.
I need to shove him in a locker.
Yes. Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
Well.
Yeah. And remember, next week we will be doing 530 Creed from Radio Row in New Orleans. Surrounded by other people trying to do radio shows in a generally pretty quiet place.
So I'm happy they're in the Super Bowl, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm happier because we get to do 530 Creed from Radio Row.
Oh, my God. It's going to be outrageous. And as I said the first time, they're just going to think, why are these idiots doing this?
Right.
It will be Tuesday when they're like, wait a minute. This is not funny.
This is going on every day?
Our goal, we're only going to be there through Thursday because we'll be at Chickie's next Friday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is by Thursday, I want at least some people singing along with us.
I think it's either going to be sing along or kicked out. I think there's only two avenues here.
You think
or
we get asked?
Or being told to stop.
I would.
Well, they're going to ask us to stop.
You think so?
I think they're going to ask us to stop.
Dude, as much crazy stuff happens on Radio Row, they're going to be upset at us. I mean, we literally had Eagles fans in Minneapolis yelling, "Cowboys suck."
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was, again, in a mall.
Yeah.
It's much easier to, you know, regulate.
Man, listen,
convention
center. Man, Emmett hot.
I know, Emmett was hot.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Man, they can't tell us to stop. I will fight against that.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got the right guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You definitely got the right guy in that situation.
I would say, okay, fine.
Yeah, not me. Not me. All right. 215-592-9494. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP.
The real question is, if it was Spike, the program manager, and he was asked to tell his crew to stop, what would management Spike say to the crew?
Oh, I would fight. I mean, these guys know. I always had the back. My ultimate goal when I did that was the content, and my guys are the first thing. So I would have argued. I would have argued to the death that they shouldn't stop.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Like I work for a wine company. I'm going to a wine dinner tonight that I'm doing tonight. Like I always remember. Like I represent my company. Like I would fight with my people to support them. But I also realize my company pays me, and I can never embarrass my company. In your case, Odyssey, you know,
so,
WIP.
So here's the thing, is our business is a crazy one. And
sure. And
we often get the most attention when we do the craziest things. So while I think there might be somebody at the corporate level that wouldn't be so thrilled, the idea of it making news that we were that they tried to kick us out and we fought it would also be good. I can just say this: when we once for Wing Bowl released that video of Chris Christie falling off the chair, and
I know you guys got pushback more on that.
I did not. I can tell you that corporate leadership here, though they were not happy that I didn't tell them, and they were not happy that I did not ask for permission, and they weren't happy that I didn't check with legal. I didn't get yelled at all. I got supported. So you know, I think we'll be okay.
Here's my last question, non-football question before we get to football.
Yeah.
So when Joe DeCamera calls Jaws, does he use his real cell phone or the burner, anybody but Amy's cell phone?
Or the burner. Yeah. What do you think? Yeah, I think he probably, I think he probably uses the real one. I think he has enough respect for Jaws to use his real phone number. Yeah, I think so. Not the burner.
Now, to encapsulate your show, you had Corey in Columbus. We know where he stands, and his since the word politics is so political is important today.
Yeah.
We know where he lies politically. All right? But I side with your second caller, who is Aaron through and through. I've seen him bleed on the streets, bleed on the turf. As Rio says, he bleeds green. All right. And that's how I am. It was never, I watched Jaws play football. I was not a Jaws guy and not an Eagles guy. I watched Donovan and Cunningham. I was not a five guy. I was a Birds guy. And when I called earlier in the year about game 10 or 11, and we got a heated discussion about, you know, what Jalen isn't doing. And I you brought up like, well, how do you feel about Pat Mahomes. I said, I don't worry about Pat because he's in a different realm. And even though he's not playing well, I can say he's not playing well, but talk to me in February. And here we are in February. And all we ever asked for, we're not non-Jalen guys. All we ever asked for as Eagles fans is show me some of that 22 Jalen. That's all we wanted. And Ike stuck up with the guy. You stuck up for us yesterday, Ike, when you said, oh, people are looking for a pound of flesh. But back up, guys, because all we ask for is our team to excel and hit a peak towards the end of the season to try and get to the Super Bowl. And now we're here, and I'm ecstatic, and I love Jalen. I hate him when he has a bad game. I love him when he has a great game. I hate Nick when he's goofy and pulling a fourth down and anything goes, right?
Yep.
You know, but I love the team. And the reason why we need to win is the final point is if we win this next Sunday, who's the only team to beat
Belichick and Brady and Mahomes and Andy. Two legend combinations in modern NFL.
And also, they'd be the only team to beat Lombardi in the postseason, too.
And Lombardi, oh my, Spitz, you're just spitting all over it. You're perfect. You're right. Lombardi.
Make sure you point that out when all my haters say you stick to baseball.
No, man. Just give us some Ike juice and a spike gummy. Can I get that on top of the Ike juice?
Oh, yeah.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Not necessarily something I want attached to me, but it happened. That was a very early show.
I don't sell drugs to children.
There we go. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate you, buddy. Yeah.
Dude, and Lombardi, Belichick, and Andy. That would be the resume for Philadelphia. I forget who they beat in 48-49. Whatever.
We don't know.
Didn't they beat Vince Lombardi?
It wasn't Lombardi.
Not
then?
Mike Lombardi.
Right.
Yeah,
I was
Vince
confused.
Lombardi,
yes. Okay.
In 1960. Yes.
In 60. You're saying you don't know who it was in 48-49. Well, I was like, what are you talking about?
Yes. You know he's related to Mike Lombardi.
Is he really?
Yes. Well, Mike Lombardi is related to Vince Lombardi.
I wonder if Vince Lombardi, if he had agreed to do a call into a radio show through a season, would have bailed mid-season.
Do you think Vince Lombardi would have did a radio show during the season?
Well, I know he would have kept his commitment and would have been the big baby about it because I disagreed with him about the Sixers.
He might have got out of the right time with the Sixers stuff.
Yes.
I mean, that could have...
That could have won. Yeah, that definitely could have won.
The Twitter question. Well, The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. The question was today, what would be more impressive, beating Mahomes and Andy or Brady and Belichick? 54.8% on Mahomes and Andy. And as we bring up the Sixers thing now, by the way, Lombardi said, remember, his point was, it comes from the top, and the reason they're this way is because of Josh Harris. And Josh Harris, as an owner, doesn't demand A, B, and C. And then Josh Harris just went to Washington and all of a sudden had their team in the NFC Championship game. So like my point to him was the NBA is different than the NFL, and the players are handled differently. So speaking of which, the trade deadline is February 6th. We will be it's Thursday. We will be in New Orleans when it happens. And most people expect, what I expect the Sixers to do, assuming they don't have some great run before the deadline, is they'll probably trade Yabusele and they'll probably trade Eric Gordon. The guys that they know they're not keeping next year. It'll be tough for them to re-sign Yabusele. You get a couple second round picks here and there. Maybe Oubre, maybe somebody calls about Oubre, blah, blah, blah. But apparently, Jimmy Butler is almost certainly going to get traded. And Vincent Goodwill from Yahoo said this about Jimmy Butler and the Sixers.
I've heard that Philly quietly could be a suitor for Jimmy Butler. And a Paul George for Jimmy sort of straight up, you know, not. I don't think they make exactly the same, but theoretically, it would be a Jimmy for Paul George swap. I believe, I've heard this, that Joel Embiid, who still loves Jimmy Butler, is pushing for them to reacquire Jimmy Butler, knowing that Jimmy is out there. But here's the other side of that, Jay Adande. Paul George was told by management or ownership, we wouldn't trade you year one of this deal. So there are so many different iterations. I'm not saying that Joel Embiid is pushing for Paul George to be traded. I'm saying that Joel Embiid is pushing for them to acquire his buddy, Jimmy Butler.
All right. So if you're talking about them acquiring Jimmy Butler, he's pushing for Paul George to get traded because they're not trading Tyrese Maxey for Jimmy Butler.
Right.
First of all, I don't think there's any chance of this happening. Jimmy Butler, the reason he wants to get traded is because they didn't give him the contract he wanted. So if you trade for him, you're likely going to have to give him a contract which would be 1 year longer than Paul George's. And Jimmy Butler's already slowing down. Jimmy Butler's already a guy that doesn't play a ton of games. I think Jimmy Butler and Elton was here for it. I don't think anybody else was here for it. Jimmy Butler was pretty disruptive when he was here and is like that way everywhere. And my final thing is, Joel, I don't think you get to push for anything unless you're playing. Like the problem is not Paul George. The problem is that you are not playing. So I have sympathy for what Joel has gone through with his body, his body failing him. That sucks. I don't think he wants that.
Yeah.
But, I don't think like you're in a position to say, go get this guy to help me win a championship when you've played 13 games this year.
Yeah, I agree. And listen, Vincent Goodwill, I'm going to assume he got this from somebody reliable. I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea if it's reliable.
I have no idea. I'll just say this. This would not be a good look to me from Joel.
No.
Because you're right. He tried to phrase it a different way, but if you're pushing to get Jimmy Butler, yes, you are pushing to have Paul George traded.
It's either him or Maxey. There's the only two ways contract-wise.
Maxey isn't going anywhere.
Right.
So, yeah,
After you recruited Paul George.
Right.
You went on TV and smiling and all that and talking to Paul George.
But he's been doing this flirting thing with Jimmy Butler since he left.
Yes, I know.
Right? Just get on the court, big dog.
Win some games.
Just get on the court and win some games.
You guys
are
17-27.
Yeah.
You've got the eighth worst record in the league.
Yeah.
And that is largely because you're not playing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I love Joel, but if this is true, it's just like, and by the way, you think Jimmy Butler wants to go somewhere? If Jimmy Butler, now Jimmy wants to go anywhere where he can get paid.
Mm-hmm.
But how long do you think Jimmy Butler's going to stay quiet about the fact that their best player only plays, you know, two out of every six games?
And I'm not signing up for Jimmy Butler for more years.
No.
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, he's not. George will age better than Jimmy Butler will, you know.
Yeah, I can't do it.
No.
I can't do it.
No.
Yeah, if it was 2 years ago, okay, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't do it now.
Not now. All right. 2155. Did we give him another chance, Jack?
Okay.
Can I give one thing before we go to okay?
Yeah.
Great suggestion from a caller, Rich and Aston, who called in.
Yeah.
We need Buzz or Justin next week when we're on Radio Row to check in on the other radio stations when we do 5:30 Creed.
To hear how
it sounds.
Yes.
And if they're like, what are those idiots doing?
I like that idea.
Yeah, because they might think that we're doing it just to annoy them when we do it every day anyway, too. So what we will do is we'll report back to Buzz and Justin.
The radio stations that are around us.
Around us and also live, because not everybody's live all the time, but who's on air for Afternoon Drive. Oh, dude, I love this job so much.
Yeah, that'd be good.
This is the greatest job anyone's ever had. People ask me, they're like, hey, how do you like the switch? And there's always something that happens every week that reminds me this is the greatest job anyone's ever had, is the job that we have.
That is true.
All right. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up, okay?
What it do, fellas?
Oh, good phone.
What it do?
No speaker phone? What it do?
Hey, I got three things. So the road to 2 to 3 trophies in 5 years, we're on the way. And also, put the believers on the float if we win. Me, Corey, OG, Justin, Yost, Rios, not Spiker Jack. But we'll tell them Fritz sent us.
Well, that's a good idea. But you trying to shoehorn yourself into that class of callers is quite comical.
Yeah,
I mean, let's relax here.
Yeah, you're not there yet. You are a foxhole guy, but you're putting yourself at Yoshi level and OG level? Like, what are we doing here?
Hey, put the dogs on there. But, my main point is the matchups to look at for this game. What you guys thought? So
here comes the list:
Vaughn versus Kelsey.
Yep.
Carter versus Creed Humphrey. 26 versus the linebackers in Bolton. Andy and Spags versus Nick and Kellen Moore. And then our interior line versus Chris Jones. Is there any more important matchups you need to look at?
Are you're asking us? For matchups?
I'm just saying, I think I got the top five things that we need to look for in this game.
I agree. You got the top five.
Yes, I think those. I think the most important one is Jalen Spags, to be honest with you, is what Spags has dialed up. Because all I think about is that final play against the Bills of the AFC Championship game. And
all-out blitz.
Dialed up. And the thing, Jalen has been better with the blitz this year. I think they're mid-pack against pressure. He's been mid-pack against pressure, which is way better than last year. But the big difference between what Bowles does and what a lot of teams does is that Bowles brought more than one extra guy. Mm-hmm. You know, Bowles brought two guys. And that's what they're not going to be shy, I don't think, about bringing pressure against Jalen and making life difficult on him.
Unless he beats it early.
Yes.
And then maybe they would back off. But yeah, they're going to test it to see what that thing.
Yep.
If we get the ball out early, we win the game. And we beat the blitz, we win the game. And one more thing. You know what BG needs to play? I think Fritz knows. He's got to stock up on them blue chews. Come on now.
Huh?
Wait, why?
BG's got to be ready to go. Dude's got to get all that energy ready to go. Come on.
Well, yeah, but I mean, those football pants are tight. I don't know if. Thank you for the call, Andrew. That sounds like the wrong kind of timing to me.
Yeah, to everybody.
Yeah. Oh, we got a Commanders fan on the line. Ralph from Yonkers.
Oh, Ralph.
You're on WIP.
Hey, little bros. How you doing down there with your one trophy?
One trophy.
Listen, oh, come on.
I was looking for you last week. Listen, where were
be
you
humble.
At?
Be humble.
Let me on. Last week, you was too a bit concerned. Oh, I'm afraid. You're afraid. Oh, you didn't want to talk to me last week. But now you got no problem talking to me. But you talk a lot of smack about my Redskins. Okay?
Yeah.
You talk a lot of smack.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you something. Your boy Saquon, his most important play in his life happened at the 2 minute and 14 second mark of the second quarter. Do you know what that was?
I do
you
not.
You know what that was?
What?
Okay? It was a 13 point play, my man.
What did he do?
My Louisville, and you threw a pass that should have been. A call.
Oh, you are such a crybaby. You're what calling. Happened, he's calling about a hold. We scored 55 points, you doofus. Scored 55 points. Okay, you can take that one away. We only have 48.
48 to 23.
Yeah, come on.
We're going to the half. 14-12, my friend. You don't think it's a different second half? Are you kidding me?
No. Shut up. You don't think there's missed calls all over the place? Grow up.
Are you kidding? That's in front of the back judge. It's
grow
right
up.
No, we'll be back next year, pal, and you're not going to like it.
Yeah, okay? Back next year with your quarterback,
RG4.
RG4. You will see, my friend. We're going to be better.
RG4. That's his name. That's Jaden Daniels' name, RG4. I'm glad you got a good rookie year.
You wish that all you want, my friend.
Yeah.
You'll see.
He's too skinny. He's going to get hurt all the time. He's too skinny.
We're going to love this rivalry because we're going to start smacking.
It's not a rivalry till you guys win a couple of games, buddy boy.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Philadelphians have a real inferiority complex to New York.
A real what? Did you say?
Inferiority complex.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
So you're a
but
New
you're a
York
Commanders fan.
How many baseball titles you got?
Oh, well, because
now
you
we're
know
going
what?
To baseball.
Let me tell you this. This is the funny thing about New Yorkers, and I know them because I live there. There's so many New Yorkers that are fan of New York of non New York teams. It's honestly disgusting. I couldn't even imagine it. Why aren't you a fan of one of your teams that is actually in that city?
Yeah, you got 11 of them.
Listen, I'm a Yankee fan number
one. There you go.
And I'm an Islander fan number two. I just happen to be a
Aaron Judge fan. Choked. By the way.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't help you next year or the year after or the next 10 years when the Dodgers and even the Mets are going to.
Yeah, Juan Soto picked the Mets. Juan Soto picked the Mets.
Oh, dude. He doesn't want us. We don't want him.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
All right. 27 rings. We get it.
Saquon held. Oh, Saquon held. Very, 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 very sad performance from you, Ralph. Very sad. Incredibly sad.
Love Ralph.
Man, hadn't heard from Ralph in a while.
Good caller. Good caller. Before we get to the text line, did you see that the Golden State Warriors are retiring Andre Iguodala's number 9?
I saw that.
It's time for the Sixers to do the same.
Yep. Hall of Fame Andre. Hall of Fame Iggy.
Yeah, I mean, listen, him and Morey, just two Hall of Famers.
I love him.
Yeah. It's a shame. Because they really have cheapened the Hall of Fame for basketball.
Well,
really
Hall of Fame for basketball has always sort of been like that.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, but the Jordans and Kobe's and Magic, they shouldn't be in the same place with an Andre Iguodala.
I agree with you on that. Yeah, though I'm a big Iggy guy, and I think
I'm a big Iggy guy, he's only there because he got that phony MVP that should have went to Steph Curry.
Well, and baseball's doing the same thing now with the Veterans Committee and putting Harold Baines in, you know.
Again, there's two things we need to change. They need to restart the NBA Hall of Fame. Just make it the NBA Hall of Fame, not the Basketball Hall of Fame.
I agree.
And I'm begging the Phillies to find something in between retiring the jersey and the Wall
and
of
the
Fame.
Wall of Fame, yeah.
Because while I don't think that Cole Hamels' number should be retired, I don't think he should be on the same wall as Mike Lieberthal.
Yeah.
Right.
I remember
and Jimmy and Chase.
Yes, if you don't retire their numbers, then find something in between.
Yeah. I remember when they did the Lieberthal thing, and I was thinking about it. I was like, wow, there really is nobody else for them to. It was at a bad time for the organization where they had run out of guys.
They need an in between.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
There have been some classic afternoon show molten hot takes, and then there is Spike comparing himself to a boxer. Frank in Ardmore.
What boxer did I compare myself to?
It was something in the first segment that you compared yourself to a boxer.
Well, you know, you brought up the fight, 10-round fight, and then something else happens after 10 rounds.
Oh, yes. In a call, I said we can battle on the air and be friends afterwards, like in a boxing match. You beat each other up in the end. Yeah, I thought it was a good simile there. Yeah.
I've never been in a fight, but it made sense.
Well, I was only in two.
Well, you got knocked out on one.
Knocked out by Andy Boyle, and then the fight at the parking lot of Reed's Bluebell where I tied. What's next?
Sure.
I tied.
Did you guys come to that agreement after the fight?
You come to a tie.
Okay. I took the big guy because I was fat at the time. My roommate took the little guy because he was little.
Okay.
I punched the guy once in the parking lot. Nothing happened.
Okay.
So I hit him a couple more times until the police came. Nothing happened.
Wow, police came?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
They were trying to clear. It was the end of the night at the bar.
I know that scene.
Yes, outside in the parking lot. So what happened was I did hit the guy three times, but it didn't have any effect, but he didn't hit me at all.
Yeah.
So I call that a tie.
That's a win to me.
Okay, then sounds I want to like fight. Win. So I'm 1-1.
There you go.
500.
You didn't feel anything.
Well, I didn't feel anything.
Two punches, though.
I did. What's next?
I'm being compared to who? Reggie White rolling over in his grave.
Yeah. Nolan Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been great watching Nolan in the postseason.
Yeah.
Let's not go overboard.
Yeah.
With Reggie White.
That came from everybody's favorite golfer, Louis in Nebraska.
Well, he's our show's favorite golfer.
Yes, yes, for sure. I'm a little too hard on Louis. I'm gonna scale it back.
You are tough on Louis.
Yes, I love Louis.
Because you hate golf.
I'm gonna scale it back. Well, I think golf is funny to make fun of as a sport, but it's not a Louis thing. It's a golf thing. What's next?
It's Tuesday, and WIP is still talking about New Orleans. Why? The Sixers Twitter account.
Yep. Well, have they tweeted anything yet?
They tweeted about other things, but they haven't addressed the Eagles.
They have not addressed
that. I believe it is my prediction that something Eagles related will happen tonight with the Sixers social account, and maybe more. But it is 3 days late or 2 days late. So
right on time.
Yeah, what's next?
Hey Nick, causing turnovers is good. Turning the ball over is bad. Crazy, right? Ruben Frank at the day after presser.
Oh, you still taking shots at Ruben on the text line?
It's unbelievable.
It was a very long question about, do you like getting more turnovers or less? Yeah. What's next?
A short summary of things Yoshi said during his call, presented without comment. I can't wait to love up on you soon, Spike. I'm tired. I was messing around with Chuck last night. Take this finger. Mike in Havertown.
Wow.
He did say all three things.
What the hell is take this finger?
Because I think he wants a ring on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We hope that's what he's talking about.
I would hope so, too.
Yeah. What's next?
He finally took the straitjacket off of me. Elliot's ankles after taking off his lady pea coat.
I got to show you the picture of the lady coat. He told me that he wasn't going to wear it to the game, but he felt like I was owed the picture of it. Do you want to see it while we're here?
Oh, yeah.
All right, hold on. Got to find Elliot's text.
We can keep going.
Yeah, go on.
Not unless he beats it early.
Na, 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 na. Text line!
He's such a child.
All right. Here is Elliot in his lady coat.
Yep. That's him.
Yeah, it's way too long. He looks like if the Matrix went horribly wrong, like Matrix 4, the Dork Matrix.
Or he looks like one of the bad guys on the Matrix or something.
Yes,
man. Something in this trench coat. Yeah,
it's so long.
Yeah, it is.
You can't wear this.
No, you can't wear that.
What's he doing? Yeah, shouldn't even bought it. He was in the wrong section. The lady said, you were on floor three. Floor two is the men's section at Nordstrom. Floor three is the lady coat section.
Oh, wow.
All right. We will be back with you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening to our little show here.